Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, we have to acknowledge that the fact is we're dealing with limited individuals. And this is why I said I don't want to compare it to children who can't see the big picture. They're only looking at, put the key in the hole, put the key in the hole, put the key in the hole. They're not thinking, okay, maybe this is not the key for this lock. You understand? They're just going to get this lock open because they saw somebody open it. We're dealing with limited individuals, which once again highlights my point of women being stronger in this area. Because if you're just focused on the minute point of the cable, you're going to miss the whole point of not listening. And this is, you said, okay, as you said, the Bible does say that there's a time and a season for everything. And I think something like that would apply if you're on your way to work. You and your wife get into a disagreement over something that can wait. She just found out something happened. You didn't do something. You did do something, whatever the case was. Now, she's not going to give it to you right then because you're getting ready to go out and make that money. You got to focus on what you have to do. But when you come home, with that, we have to address it. Because whatever the issue is, it has to be addressed. So the time and season thing, that can be applied to that example. However, if we're not in a rush, we're not going to handle anything that's pertinent to, our development, and something is happening now, it needs to be addressed now. You don't wait until next month, next week, the next day, when everything is fine and we're moving on, and now you're picking all wounds.
Sometimes you have to, if the other party is not available to hear you.
The person is not available when we think they are available. See?
Exactly. So you have to find out when they're available.
Yeah. So...
No, because what I'm saying is, like you just said, when they come in, when they're going to work, then, she's not going to give it to them then. Why? Because she feels it's acceptable. She feels it's acceptable that he has to go to work. But when he comes home, he just had a long day at work. So to him, he might not be ready to talk about it, but she is. Because she's like, you're home now, and you saying that you just want to relax is unacceptable to me. This is too important for this to wait, and we need to talk about it now. And that's not, to me, that's not a fair, that's not a fair situation.
You're putting way too much on that. It's not acceptable to me. And if you have, you're putting way too much energy into my statement. You're putting way too much energy. That was an example of saying the time and the season for things. I agreed with that. If it's something that's going to affect us in a negative way that can wait, then yes, can wait. That was to acknowledge that. That's not to say, okay, this is acceptable to me, and that is not acceptable to me. No, it's here in reality and where we are at the time. If there's something more important or more pressing, then yes, you're going to have to do that, and then we're going to have to talk about it later. Okay?
Right. And all I'm saying is that's determined by both parties. But what majorly is like, but overall, all I'm saying is that when there's a disagreement, there's a bottom line. And men, the reason why I say two-dimensional is because we're about the bottom line. And this, I believe, like, women being able to do, process all those things, that's great. But there's, like Sean said, there's a time and a place. So sometimes that thing is a strength, and sometimes that thing is a weakness. Because when you can't control or have control that, then it can become a weakness, because what is done at the wrong time is just escalates things. A lot of men don't feel, we're about the bottom line. We're not about For us, it doesn't have to be complicated. The least complicated as possible is the best. We just want to get the solution to the issue. We don't need to over-discuss the issue. If discussing the issue is necessary, it's only necessary to find the solution. If we already found the solution, then there's no reason for the discussion at that point.
But see, the point that you're missing, which is this is exactly, this right here we're doing now is just epitomizing my point.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, the main thing is to just get to the issue. Example, the water is coming, the water's running out on the floor in the kitchen. Your thing is, okay, the water's everywhere. Let me clean up this water. It's everywhere. It's going to ruin the floor. The woman is going to say, let's find out why the water is running. Let's find out why this keeps happening. Let's just stop cleaning up the water. Let's go to the source of the problem. Because guess what's going to happen? The water is going to affect something else. The water is going to affect the electricity. The water is going to start causing mold on the foundation. It's going to start rocking the foundation. So
we agree.
Whereas you just want
we to all agree.
Put out the
we agree. We agree with that, though.
Up the water, but that's the whole. That's the same thing.
I'm saying we're talking about finding a source.
If you listen, I'm going to show you the comparison. You just agreed that although it's important to clean up the water, it's also important to find out the source of the overflow.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. And what you said was is that men want to get to the bottom line. They want to fix the problem and move on with less discussion as possible. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, fixing the problem would be cleaning the water off the floor with less discussion as possible. Just clean it up. Just mop it up. The problem is done. We don't have to discuss it any further.
That's not true.
That's nice.
I don't agree with that. No, that's not what I'm saying. The getting to the source of the water would be a solution. Is not mopping the water up. A solution to the problem is finding where the water came from. What I don't want to discuss is why did this happen? Why, you know, if we find out, well, you know, the water pipe burst because, you know, we were leaving, you know, the pressure was on too high or whatever the case is, okay, the solution is keep the water pressure down. I don't want to discuss, well, why would you keep having the water on like that when you know that this and that? That's irrelevant. Because now we understand that this is not going to happen again. That's what I mean by the miscellaneous stuff.
But you have to make up your mind. Do you want to get to the bottom line, or do you want to find a solution? Because with with the cable situation, the bottom line was putting on the channel that you wanted. Getting to the solution is when we have a conversation, I need you to listen and get the information. You can't say it works one way with one thing and not with the other thing. You can't say it has to be equal across the board. You can't say that you want to just bottom line it and clean up the water. And you can't say that you want to just order the channel that the person wanted. No.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. I think we have different opinions on how to resolve what the solution is, though.
No. It's not the resolution. The resolution is fine. Order the channel. That's the resolution. But the solution to the problem is when I am talking to you, you have to be engaged in what I am saying so the water doesn't spill over into different areas.
Yeah, and I don't believe that's a solution. I don't think that's a viable. Let me just say this for our listeners.
Oh, my God.
Because I know we got to go. Listen. This is important. Okay? This is important. I don't believe that is a viable solution, and I'm going to tell you why. Because you have no control whether or not I'm going to be attentive when you're speaking or not. So it's not a viable solution. That solution, solution.
Oh, my God.
You have to hear my whole explanation.
I'm not going to cut you.
Okay.
What I want you to do is take a moment and think about what you're going to say before mm-hmm. you say it. Okay?
That's fine.
Take a moment and
say it. That's fine.
Okay. Take a moment.
Okay.
Because what, I'm just going to tell you what you said so far, and then you pick it up from there. What you
okay.
said is that it's not viable for me to think that me talking to another adult that they're going to mm-hmm. pay attention. You said that that's not viable.
No, let me repeat. Let me repeat
okay.
what I said.
Okay.
Very
okay.
clearly. Okay.
Okay.
It's not a viable solution. It is
okay.
not.
Uh-huh.
It is not a viable solution for
okay.
you to believe that you can control. I'm sorry. You can't believe that you're going to control, and you can't control how I am attentive to when you are speaking. Right.
But
so
nobody's
since
trying to
you can't, since you're not, let me finish the whole thing.
Okay.
And this is why there's no communication. Listen,
mm-hmm.
listen to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand the fact that once you understand that, right, then you realize that I have no control over this situation, so this can repeat itself again. So we have to find a different solution, and the different solution would be only what you can control. Which means if you have a conversation
right.
with someone and they agree with you in that conversation, but they weren't paying attention, and then the results yield something that's undesirable for that person who wasn't paying attention, that's their issue. That's when you at that point say, okay, the solution is when I'm talking to this person because they can possibly not be attentive, I'm going to do everything that I can do, and I'm not going to put myself in a situation where it will come back to me. Now, let me further explain that in the table situation. Like I said before, a viable solution would be you have that conversation with the person. If they say, yeah, all right, you know, whatever you want, and then I go do whatever I want, and they're not happy with what I want, that's their issue. There is no discussion. There's no discussion.
Right.
That's the solution.
No.
The solution for them to get what they want, their solution, tension, the next time that there's a discussion about the cable. You understand what I'm saying? Because I can't control them, and they can't control me. So if we're, and especially if we're supposed to be a couple who's supposed to be working together, that doesn't always happen. We have to get some sort of a communication chemistry.
Right.
So in order to do that, right, you have to find those things that what your bottom line is. And what I'm saying is this is how men work. I'm not going to sit there and discuss to death why you weren't listening. Because at this point, you not listening is what got us in this situation, and my solution to that is not to have to rely on you listening to make decisions. And that's how men work. That's why we seem like we're disconnected and stuff, because we don't sit there and
that's
keep going, going, going.
That's why we seem. Did you say that's why we seem? Everything
yes.
you just said, I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank you for that statement, because everything
mm-hmm.
you just said further highlighted the strength versus the weakness. You just highlighted it. And what you also did was say that you can't expect, and when I say this, this is not to be insulted, I can't
mm-hmm.
expect a chimpanzee to get up and start functioning like a human because they're limited. And I
mm-hmm.
cannot expect a human outcome because the chimpanzee only has this limit. They only have this limit of functioning, and that's it. And I can't expect anything more, okay? So with that being said, you have just appropriately summoned that some of us
yes.
that when it comes to strength and weaknesses, you just identified that this is a weakness, and as a strong person, we have to just accept that this is your limitation and try to function under this limitation.
You know what? And that works both ways.
It
works on both sides.
It does. Here's what you cannot expect. You cannot expect to have a team and you dominate the team. If you want a team,
I'll explain to you how I
come up with the word dominate.
Okay.
Okay, I'll explain to you how I come up with the word dominate. It's because you, and I, again, like I said earlier, I understand that you want to better the ongoing relationship with, you know, you want to talk about how we came to this problem that we had. But the thing is, this is where I see a lot of women as being selfish, because they want to talk about it when they want to talk about it.
But right.
And even if they know that the man isn't listening or not hearing them at the time, they're still going to talk. Why would
we
breath? And I'm not a breath waster. When things are going good, when we're not at the heat of the moment, when we're not still dealing with the issue at hand, let's not talk about it while I'm cleaning up the water. Let's talk about it after the water is cleaned up, after the pipe has been replaced. Now let's discuss the water being on high. Now let's discuss me not hearing you when you're talking. That's fine, really, because you know what? Now I'm probably going to hear more of what you're saying. Not saying that I'm going to agree with everything you're saying, but I'm going to hear more of what you're saying. So why talk to me if you know I'm not going to hear you? And I'm not going to hear you in the heat of the moment. And vice versa. Same goes for any man trying to have a woman hear him.
You got that right.
In the heat of the moment. It just doesn't work. Any argument, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's just in a co-worker, you know, situation, if it's the heat of the moment, you're not going to hear each other.
Unless those two people have come to that conclusion, come to that chemistry, where they have that chemistry of communication. Go ahead.
So let me ask you this. This is just to, you know, dumb it way down, okay? If we had I thought we had a discussion because you as an adult was looking at me and saying, okay, you know. I thought we had a discussion and it was understood that I'm getting off earlier than usual and I need you to be here earlier. And you say, okay, no problem. And then you're not there. And then, so when I get in the car, I'm not supposed to say anything. Because, see, you're saying in the heat of the moment. In the heat of what moment? You don't have no heat. You don't care. You don't even know what's wrong. You don't even know why I got an attitude. So now I'm going to get in the car. I'm going to have an attitude. I'm going to slam the door. I ain't cooking nothing. I'm going to serve my children their food, and I'm going about my business. I'm wearing my flannel pajamas, and you better not put your hand across this line. Right? So I'm not going
to... Now, that sounds like a driver's can to me.
That's what JS just said to do. He said, not at the heat of the moment. But you don't even know that there's a heat of the moment. You don't even know that you did anything
wrong.
No,
don't have an attitude. But you don't have to have an attitude about it, is what I'm saying.
You left me here on Stuffton Boulevard for 40 minutes in the rain. And I get in the car, I'm going to say, hi, my king. He found it under miscellaneous, and he was not listening.
Right.
So he does not know why I'm upset, because he wasn't listening.
Right.
He doesn't know that I've been standing here for 40 minutes.
So therefore, it is not the heat of the moment for the both of you. You're the only one.
It's the heat of the moment for me.
Yes, you're the only one that's heated. He does. My example was based on both parties being up and on at the same time. So why try to discuss something when both parties are up in arms at the same time? That's what I'm talking about. Your situation doesn't apply to my example. And I, with your situation that you just explained, I'm totally on your side. I agree with you. You know, you talk about being an adult, and you know, nobody's talking about you, you know, ignoring somebody and just cooking food for you and the kid and wearing your flannel pajamas. Nobody's talking about that. Speaking of that, as a matter of fact, let me just say, you know, the show is about, the limitations to your gender. We're talking about, the limitations on gender. So it's not derogatory. Let's just get that, which we, I guess we should have done in the beginning of the show. you put emphasis, Janelle, you put emphasis earlier on, you know, the word weaker, or whatever, and that, you know, and we're all, you know, weaker in certain situations in our gender. Like, that's, and it's not, you know, that's nothing
right.
bad. This is how God made us. You know, so, you know, yes, we are, yes, as Jay said, we are two-dimensional with our thoughts. Like, oh, it's like beginning, end. Like, that's it. Like, there's no in-between in certain instances. So, you know, that is, yes, that's, we're the weakest sex when it comes to that.
Like, you know, women pick up the rest of the dimensions because y'all got the other 50,000. And the same goes for men emotionally, because there's sometimes where decisions need to be made and there's no time for discussion. We have to make a quick decision. And
right.
a lot of time, and let me say this too, just because in the perspective of, you know, Christianity and God and how, and being children of God and how he set it up, the responsibility we know lies on the man at the head, we're talking about as a family, right? It lies on the man, and then it relies on the woman, and then it goes on to the child, right? So we have to follow God in that regard, and that's how it works. So most of those decisions that are made kind of land on us. So the reason why we're built the way we are is because we have to sometimes make those tough decisions that are not understood. If we're so emotional about that, then we wouldn't be able to do that. And I'm not saying women are all emotional all the time. I'm just saying
right.
that you have tendencies to be more emotional, and it's for a reason. It's because you are more nurturing than we are. Okay?
Right.
And so it's not necessarily a weak, yeah. I don't think there's a weaker sex, but I do believe that we both have weaknesses. You know,
right.
That's my final thought, because I know we're about to run out of time.
We don't
know
we ran out of time, but
we thank y'all for rocking with us, though. But go ahead, I'm going to let y'all go ahead.
Give
y'all thoughts.
Well, once again, this has been an exciting live on the Christian Experience.
Stop. Why are you saying it like that, man? Why are you saying if you got something to say, you can go ahead and finish your thought, yo. Okay? You don't feel like we should.
You
know,
you
know,
you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you
know,
you know, you know, you know,
you know, you know, once you guys listen to the show over, you'll be able to more be receptive. You know, for what I am saying. And yes, the theme of the show was about, you know, is there a weaker sex and, you know, what are the limitations? And I think we just gravitated towards, you know, the emotional topic that we were just discussing.
Right.
Because
right.
it, you know, it takes on a life of its own, but I'm very satisfied in the outcome, because as I said, it helps me to understand your limitation. You know, it helps me not to expect as much as I would think is reasonable from another adult. So, you know, when you listen back to the show, listen to the show over and be objective, then you know, you may learn something also, just as I have. You may learn something also, because, you know, you know, no matter, it depends on, you know, what situation you're in to decide when is the best time to talk about it, when is not the best time to talk about it. But ultimately, if you made a pyramid, right, and just as you said, women, you know, we're thinking on a different level. We're thinking on in another dimension, right? We're not talking about this one isolated incident. We're thinking
right.
of the whole general picture. I feel that if we could look, if you put a pyramid and start at the bottom, which is the problem, and climb higher, 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 so you get to the top, you'll see where the error could have been corrected. And to say that, you know, I'm just not going to pay attention, and you're just going to have to accept it. You don't have to accept the fact that when you're talking to me, I might listen and I might not. You may have to step out of that for a moment as a responsible adult and say, what if my wife did that to me? What if I was speaking to her about something that was important, and because she wanted to minimize it at whatever point, think of the ramifications that it would have on your household as a whole. You understand? And, you know, it's not about the woman trying to be nitpicky and, oh, it's just cable. No, no, no. It's the fact that, as I stated long early on in the show, it's the fact that you're not acknowledging the role that you played and try to correct it. If you don't acknowledge and correct, it's going to show up numerous times over your relationship. And just as you said, Jay, if I say something to you and then you don't fix it, 5 years from later, we're just not going to be in a relationship. Because that's the role that you would take if you constantly said something to your spouse and they decided to listen to some things and decided not to listen to other things. I just would like for you to chew on that. As I said, separate yourself from it personally and just listen back over it. You know, if that person did that to you, when you were speaking to me, and it's important what you're saying, and I'm just, okay, I'm just going to, I'm like, no, you know, no, mm-hmm, okay, I got it, boom, he wants turkey for dinner. You know, I just X'd out everything else that you said. Forget the fact that you're bringing home six people and this is just somebody you're trying to impress because it's your boss and this and this. I cut all of that out. All I heard you say was you wanted turkey, and now I got turkey for two sitting on the table and you bring six people through the door. You're going to be embarrassed. It's going to affect you at your job because you wanted to make a good impression. It's going to make people think that you don't know what's going on in your own house because you're talking to your wife and she's not listening to you. You're going to equate that to disrespect. You're going to equate that to the person looking in your face, listening to you. You think they're listening to you, but they're only taking what they're taking from it. And then that wife is going to, okay, but that, what you just said you agree with, that is exactly how the woman feels when she is talking to you and things go wrong over and over again, and your response is, you're going to have to accept the fact that I'm limited and I'm not going to listen to everything you say.
I understand. I totally understand that. But see, women, you guys have to listen to, you have to pay attention to and take responsibility for how you communicate. You can't expect a man, you cannot expect, you can't. No, listen, but Chanel, you need to go back and listen to the show again too, because I've been saying that the whole show. Like, you have to take responsibility for how you communicate too. And all I've been doing this whole show is trying to get women to understand how we communicate so you guys can communicate in a way that will have us listen to you. Instead, you guys want to force us to listen to you the way you want us to listen to you, and it's probably not going to happen because we're not built that way. Nobody wants their household to not be functional. And as far as men not being listened to, to be honest, in a family household, we're used to that already. We're used to speaking and saying things and putting rules and trying to do things that are, because it's our responsibility, and like I said, from God to protect our household. So we are constantly thinking about how things affect our household in the whole, as a whole. You know what I'm saying? A good man is thinking about that all the time. So we're used to saying things and not really being heard. So it doesn't really affect us the same way, because at the end of the day, whether we're heard or not, we still have to make a decision that's best for the entire household, and that's what we're used to doing. So we don't have the luxury to really talk about it all the time. We just have to make the decision, and that's why we are looking for a solution to the problem. We're looking to fix the situation moving forward.
Here's the deal. The problem is we're out of time. The solution is we will have a part two to this. We will come back. Danisha, please make a note of this. We will do this again. Thank you, Danisha. We will, and hopefully we'll get more onto, you know, the whole limitation of gender. But I think, you know, and I just wanted to interject before, you know, because I know Chanel already said some of my final thoughts, and you just, you know, uh-huh. Some of my final thoughts. You know, so I got a whole lot left. But my point is, though, I agree with what you're saying, Chanel. It's not for men to just say, or for women just to eat the fact that, you know, men don't always listen to everything that a woman is saying. Like, it is our, Jay and I's job on this show just to put it out there how your average man is thinking or what causes us to react to certain things so that we can help women understand. Now, we take this, we hear what you say. We take this and we try to apply it in our lives. We don't just drop it and be like, well, that's that. At the end of the day, you know, I mean, women can also say there are times, it's probably not as frequent as men, but there are times where, and probably because men don't talk a whole lot just to be talking, but there are times when women can honestly admit that they didn't pay attention, or they didn't pay attention to everything he said. Because if I gave you a list, honey, you know, can you stop my Best Buy? Could you get me? I need, you know, this, I need that, and I need a new pad for my Pioneer DDJ-SX, and so on. And you know, that stuff is Greek to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, I'm gonna go with what I know, what I'm familiar with, and I'm just gonna get down, and you just gotta deal with the rest. You know what I'm saying? And that happens sometimes, and it's fine. That's just what we do. But my point is, you know, we need to stop forcing ourselves on each other verbally, and come to a whether it's an hour from the situation or a day from the situation, if we come to an agreement and say, hey, look, this needs to be talked about. You know, now is not a good time to talk about it because we both kind of not hearing each other. Let's set a time that we can come back with this, you know, and try to do it. Now, it's probably not always going to work like that. But I think it's something to strive. I believe that it's something to strive for as a couple, in a relationship.
I think that would be good. That would be very good. If you can acknowledge that there's something going on and something that needs to be addressed, and that we're going to say, okay, we're going to come back and we're going to address this at XYZ date and XYZ time. That is very mature, that is very responsible, and I think that, you know, it would get a lot of things handled that would need to be handled. My only concern is once we are sitting down having this conversation, you're minimizing it to, that particular issue. You're minimizing it to cable, and you're saying, is it that big a deal? You didn't get HBO. Okay, now you get HBO. You know what I'm saying? Like, it took us really 2 hours for you guys to acknowledge and see what my perspective was. You know, at first you're trying to say, oh, is this miscellaneous, and this happened, and is he beating the dead horse, and da-da-da. It wasn't until I was able to figure out how to turn it around so that you could see that if it was happening to you, you know, how it would affect you, how it would affect the whole magnitude of the household, that you could acknowledge and understand. See?
Well, just for the record, I understood it from the beginning.
Yeah, just for the record, I understood it off the rip. And the funny thing about it is that I deal with it all the time. So, from a lot of people. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's something that, you know, like I said, I just don't react to it the same way. I don't react to it, you know, in that way. I just make the necessary adjustments that I need to make because here's the thing, and this is one thing that I do want to, like, get out there before we close. You can't make someone understand. Only God can. All you can do is follow the steps that God is leading you to do and let Him get the person to understand, because you can talk, and this is something that, you know, I'm addressing the ladies as far as the men are concerned, because generally, you know, like me and JS are just trying to get you guys to understand the psyche of how men think, right? So you can't
talk a man, the more that you try to do that, the more he's going to close his ears to you.
Right.
So your point is not going to get across by moving forward and talking more. Talking less will probably help you more than talking more.
That's true.
Right? And find out how this man is listening. And the only way you're going to do that is if you listen. If you listen and then ask questions, you know, and not in a nagging way like, what did I just say? I'm saying, ask questions. What he heard. What did he hear? What did he hear?
Is it Q&A period after this discussion? Okay, all right. So now,
we're not going to do this for a while. Because this is, like, I think it was a regular show. It was like 2 hours. we might let him break this one in half and continue it. But thank y'all, man. I thank you, Chanel, for coming on the show. You definitely got to be part of the part two. Chanel was not allowed to do the show without us. Y'all, we was like, no. We had to postpone. She's like, there's no way I was doing the show without me. That's cool.
She didn't listen to me casually. Exactly. You see, if I hadn't been listening, you see, if I wasn't an effective listener, okay, because he tried to slip it in while I was working. I was busy doing something, and he tried to slip it in. But once again, I'm a multitasker, and I was effectively listening to my brother have a conversation with me. Hold up, no. Let me stop you there. That's going to be wrong, and that's not going to work. You see what I'm saying?
Without you guys, as many dimensions, this show would not be possible. Case in point, Dionysia handles a whole bunch of things. I'm such a simpleton, I wouldn't be able to handle these things. And I appreciate her for the things she does, because this wouldn't be happening. So, thank you to the many dimensions of women.
Give yourself a round of applause, baby.
I appreciate it. Anyway, we got to get out of here. If y'all have been rocking with us live, we definitely appreciate you. We're possibly going to break this show up. If y'all listening to the podcast, this will probably be the second half of the show if you're listening. So we appreciate you rocking with us. We may try to break this up. I'm not sure yet. But anyway, thank y'all for listening. Is there anything else to say? Oh, live show, June 6th in New York. Call 270-864-6552. That's 270-864-6552 if you would like to pass it to the show. And let us know what's going on. If you're in the Queens area or any of the boroughs and you can make it to Queens, it's going to be in Queens, New York. I will give you all that information when you call in and get your passes. And that's it. Thank you all very much. Peace.
Peace.